You hold that kuflam et vovum adays, but two dots. Again, the bottom two dots. It says, the Mishnah says, chayme bezroya, that the mitzvah to give this royal lechayim v'keva is more chumro than reishas hagez, because they apply both by boker titzoin, and reishas hagez is only by tzon, only by rechelis. So Moriah Stakasha, but listening, why don't the Mishnah also say, chayme b'reishas hagez, the reishas hagez has a chumro, shenoig b'treifus, even though the behemoth is a treifa, still, and you shed off the wool, still you have a chiyuv to give the wool a matana to the kohen. Ma'ashen kem b'matanas, Mashenka by the mitzvah of Zerah L'chayim V'keva, the other pasuk says clearly, it's only if you make a shechita that's mutter to your teeth, that you can eat from it. Rashi says, Trei feina b'chla matonis tersiv, titno loy, v'loy l'kalbo, you have to give him something that he could eat, and not that the Kohen could only give it to his caliph. So if the behemoth is a trei for this, no mitzvahs of matonov, Zerah L'chayim V'keva. Mashenka and Rashi says, there's still a chiv, so we're on to Mishnah say also this chiv of Zerah over the Lechayayim. So the Gemara says, Omar Ravina says, Hamani Rabbi Shimini. I tell you, Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Titan, you learn the Gemara neither that says, Rabbi Shimon, Poitas, a Treifus, Mauritius, a Gaze. Rabbi Shimon says that a Treifus, Potter, from Mauritius, a Gaze. So Gemara says, let's see, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what would be the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? Why would Rabbi Shimon say, Behemoth, that's a Treifus, he a Potter from giving Mauritius, a Gaze? So it must be because Nesina Yalaf Nesina Nesina Mimatonus. He learns out Xerah Shavah says the word Nesina Voracious Agaz, and it says the word Venosam by Matonus. But as Zeroya, so Ma Matonus, just like by the Matonus, Zeroya, Chayim Kaiva Trey Faloi, since the Kohen can't eat from it, is our Voracious Agaz, Nami Trey Faloi, who are dinner, there's no mitzvah Voracious Agaz by Trey Faloi. So Marius Takashi, that's Pshan Rabbi Shimin, V Yalaf Nesina Nesina Mimatonus. Like if you tell him in Pshan Rabbi Shimin is, he learns out to Xerah Shavah the word Nesina Nesina. That says by Matnes Kuna, by Yisrael Chaim Mekev, so, let up Nesina Nesina Mitruma, let him rather learn out, Rashias Agaz, Nesina Nesina for the midst of Truma. And say like this, Ma Truma Biyaritzin Chutzlaritz Loi, just like Truma only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzlaritz. So maybe it should be the same way, Af Rashias Agaz Nami, Biyaritzin Chutzlaritz Loi, Rashias Agaz only applies in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutzlaritz. Allah Matan Hakam learned in our Mishnah, Rashias Agaz Noyig Boritz over Chutzlaritz. The our Mishnah says clearly, Rashias Agaz is Nageya both, even a Chutzlaritz. So you see clearly, our Mishnah, you do not make this Gezerah Shav and the sin of the Truma. You do not learn out Rashias Agaz from Truma. And you want to say, Pshan, our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shimon. So why is Rabbi Shimon making Gezerah Shav and the sin of from Rashias Agaz to Matano, let him better make this Gezerah Shav and the sin of the Truma. And if so, the dinner you should have been potter in Chutz Loritz. Tell him, if our Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon, that can't be Pshan Reb Shimon. Ella, rather, the Gemara says, Hainu time with Reb Shimon. You know what the real reason of Reb Shimon is, that he says a treifa is potter from the midst of Reshus Agaz? Ella, Hainu time with Reb Shimon, the Yalev Tzoyin Tzoyin Mi Maisri, learns out of Xerah Shav, a Tzoyin that it says by Reshus Agaz, with the lock of Maisri Behema. Ma Maisri, just like by Maisri Behema. Treifa loy is not in the pasha of Maisa Bema. Of course, by treifa, it says, we'll soon see why, is af reishas agaz, treifa loy, who I didn't have a behemoth, that's a treifa, there's no mitzvah to give the reishas agaz. Now the Gomorrah says, well, how do we know? How do we know it over there? How do we know that a behemoth is a treifa? There's no din Maisa Bema on it. So what says the chsiv, because the posik says, kola she yavra takas ha-shevet, anything that goes underneath to shevet, I mean, the behemoth that could move, could walk. So Dash Mia Prat Latrefa, excluding a treifa, and Rashi explains the means of a treifa, let's say where the leg is cut off from the knee upwards, and that's a treifa. And such a treifa, the behemoth can't walk. Shein away varus, it can't walk. And we learn out just like that treifa has no din maisa, who did all treifas have no halach of maisa? So now the Gemara is the leilev tsoin tsoin bechor still. It says the word tsoin by bechor also. So why don't I learn out the mitzvah versus a gaze from Bechor, and say like this, Ma Bechor filu treifa, even though the behemoth of Bechor was born a treifa, still has Kedusha. And then, and like Rashi says, Bechor Kodush afilu treifa, or boy kfuru, you have to bury it. So Kedusha say rechem, it has Kedusha from its rechem. It is to learn out that who adin reishis again should also apply to a treifa. So, Ma Bechor afilu treifa, afreishis again afilu treifa also. Tarav Shimon not learn out the Gzeres Shavat Soin Soin that it says by my vibrations gaze from the sun that it says by my sebeimo. Maybe learn it out from the word sun that it says by Bechor that it should be chayiv and rishis gaze. So Mor says Mistarvus move the sfor to make Gzeres Shavah mi Maisa to learn out the mitzvah of rishis gaze from the parasha of my sebeimo. Why is Mistarvus mi Maisa heavily lamelof shekain zechorim that. Mean to say, both of them do not have to be a male. There's the parsha of rishis hagayis, even by a female, even by nekeva, and the din ma'aser beimer also. Mashen kein bechor was only by a zochor. Tameim, that both rishis hagayis and ma'aser does not apply to behemah tameya. Mashen kein bechor, there's a parsha of petach hamor. B'merubim, that by rishis hagayis you have to have at least five, and by ma'aser you have to have ten. Mashen kein bechor applies to even one. Me'rechem, that a Bechor has Kedushim Rechem, the other two do not, you have to be Makdashit. Odom, that a Bechor applies by an Odom, there's a Pasha of Pidgin Aben, Mashenkin by Rashis Agayz, and Maiseh, no Pasha by an Odom. Poshut, they both apply not to a Bechor, Maiseh Baim and Rashis Agayz, Mashenkin and Bechor is only Bechor. Lefnei Hadibur means the midst of Rashis Agayz not apply before Nesinah Satayram. And the Huadin Maisib Hema, Mashenkin Bechor was Kitru Mitzrayim. So there's a lot of reasons to say Tsoin Tsoin from Maisib Hema rather than from Bechor. So Mora says, no, Adarabo, the Bechor heavily lamed. There's more of a sort to say, learn out Reshes Agayis from Bechor. Shekain Yosem, both have a locho that the Chayiv, even though it's Yosem, means even though its mother died, Beshasha was born. Still, it's Chayiv and Bechor, and the Huadin is a mitzvah of Reshes Agayis. Mashen came by Maisa Behema Yepotter. Because Maisa Behema, you learn now, Takas Mikodeshim. And it says, Takasima Pratli Yosem. So therefore, Reshes Agayis should be more Doima to Bechor. Also, Shelochu, that even though you bought them, still Yechayiv and Reshes Agayis and Yechayiv and Bechor. Mashen came, Maisa Behema is Potter if you bought the animal, only what's born by you. This Shutfis. That there's no mitzvah of Maisa Behema by Shutfis, Mashenkin by Bechor, and by Reshes Agayis you have. Nosnu. If it was given to you for a present, Rashi says, you have a chi of Reshes Agayis and Bechor, but not Maisa Behema. Befnei, Rashi says, Bechor v'geis noigim afshle befnei abayis. Avo Mais v'zoron negeya b'zman yav debes amigdash. Hu adin kohen, that both Reshes Agayis and Bechor goes to the kohen, Mashenkin Maisa Behema goes to the Bailam. And Bigdusha, Rashi says, Bechor, and it's you don't have to be Makdusha Bechor. It's Kodesh Merechem. The Gaze Nami, there's no Din Kedusha on, you don't have to be Makdushit. Mashenkin Maisa Behiman, you have to be Makdushit. Mechira, you're allowed to sell a Bechor, you're allowed to sell Rashi as a Gaze, but Maisa Behim, you can't sell it. So, and the Hanach Nefishin, and these are also more, so there are more reasons to learn out Rashi as a Gaze from Bechor rather than from Maisa Behim. So, Mara says, still, the real answer is poshut mi poshut adlovlei. Still, since ma'aser behema applies to all animals, lav davka bechor, poshut means anyone, and who are doing my rishis hagayis also lafuki bechor. Since bechor is only a special loch in the firstborn, that's a different parsha. So that's Tram Reb Shimon. He makes the gzeirah shavah sign from rishis hagayis to ma'aser behema. Just like over there, a treifa is pot. There's no mitzvah ma'aser behema by treifa, but there also there's no din treifa. But there's no din no mitzvah of rishis hagayis by behema. That's a treifa. Yeah, that rishis hagayis ain't a noigel abrichen. Rishis hagayis only applies to sheep and not to goats. Samar says minohan emili. How do we know this from minohan emili? Samar says amar Rav Chisda asya astakashim Rav Chisda. How do we know this? Amar Rav Chisda asya giza giza. Learn out from the gzeres shava giza giza. Sivocha says here in Dvorim, Reshis Geis Soincha Titin Loi, that's what you give to the Kohen. Or Ksiv, it says the Pasuk in Yidu, Ksiv Hossam, Umi Geis Kivsei Yischamim. From what you shear off from Kvosim, from the sheep, you should warm yourself. So Ma'al Halon Kvosim, just like over there, Geis goes on Kvosim on sheep. So Tayyav Kan also Kvosim, here also, it goes on Kvosim, goes on sheep. So Mar says, no, Venelu Vesol, Giza Gizim Bechor, learn out from ready from the Pashas of Bechor. The Tanya learn like this. The Pasuk says by a Bechor that Loi Savoy be Bechor Sherecha. You can't work with the Bechor of Yeshur. For Loi Sogur is Bechor Tzenechi. Now there's an Isra Gizer also. You can't shear off the wool over here. Now, Ein li ela sofa, I only know el shor b'avoida, that you're not allowed to work with an ox. If the ox is a b'chor, you can't work with it. V'tsoin b'gisi, you're not allowed to shear off the wool, off the sheep. Minan, how do we know to say, lite norma shol zeh b'zeh, v'yes norma shol zeh b'zeh, means you can't even shear off the hair of an ox. How do we know that's also by a b'chor? Talmud Lehman, the Pasuk says, loy savoid v'loy togus. So, it says both, loy tavoid and loy togus. So you see here by Bechor, the Issur Giza not to shear off, even if you have an ox. If it's a Bechor, so you're not allowed to shear off its wool, its hair. So see, there's an Issur Giza on hair. So maybe this should be the Mitzvah Esther, Rishis Hagez also on the hair of an animal. So Mara says, on Makor, the Pasuk says, Titein Loi V'loi L'Sakli. Means give it to the Kohen that he should use it for his own clothing and not for a sack. So if you give us time the hair, let's say, of goats or a sheep or of an ox, all you could do is just to make a sack out of it. But to make it for clothing, that has to be wool. That's the diak. Yeah, to make wool out of it. Yeah. Rashi says, Loi l'mabush lo l'sakia. The Giza Shuri ain't where you elo l'saka sakia. Yeah, none of us say elamiyatim or elamiyatim. So, noitzer shall izim l'chayiv. If so, you have the noitzer, the hair from goats, you should be chayiv to give to the kohen. As Mashmi could also do something with it. He could use it. Yeah. So Mar says, no, being in Giza of Aleka. But you don't do a Giza. There's no thing, you don't shear it off over there. Rashi says, Noitzer, Rashi says, well, the chayiv do royal odom lebegodim noyim, but you can make clothing out of it. Now, the goats here, you can make clothing from it. The Teret says, Mar says, no, being in Giza. Rashi says, vahot lishu. What you do with the goat's hair is you just pull it off. You don't really shear it off. So it's not called Giza. So Mara said, let's see. Man Shamalai, who holds this Svara? Man Shamalai, hi Svara. Reb Yaisi. That's who Reb Yaisi Svara. Rashi says, Man Shamalai ha Svara, the Dorish listen to Kruah, the Chsiv Geiz. The Torah says, Geiz Soincha, it means only wool that you shear off and not goat's hair that you pull off. So who holds like this? Yidashin, the way the Tosis says it, that's Reb Yosi. So Rav still says, I have moedi Reb Yosi v'midi biyurchei. But if this is the normal way of taking off the hair, let's say the hair of a goat, it's normal to pull it off, so that's also called the Giza. So again, it's a kasha. Should be a mitzvah, reishis hageiz on goat's hair. Yes. So Rashi says, moedi Reb Yosi v'midi biyurchei, the kivon diyurchei, the izim betlisha kugiza dami. Since by goats it's normal to pull off the hair, that should be also considered a ma'aseh geiza, like we'll soon see. So, Luchura, so how do we know to say the goat's hair is potter? So, where it says rather, yeah, one second. So, it's still by kashak, how do you know that by the hair of izim, you're potter for the mitzvah reishis hageiz? So, where it says rather, elu rather, could the yom rabbi shur b'levi, that the pasuk says, lamrid l'shoris, the mitzdover haroyi l'shiris, it has to be something that's fit to do the avodah with, which means that the kohen has to have his begotten from it, and that's from wool. So hachinam here also dover royal shiris. That's be something that's fit to do shiris, do avodah with, which means to have wool. Rashi says kebishur ben levi duchon kol kamen parkin geiz yosamach lekivoy bochar lamo the shoras dover royal shiris letchilas the big day shoras vossim semabi. It has to be wool. So here's clear enough from here that it has to be only from wool. So the mitzvah reishis hageiz is only on wool and not on goat's hair. So Mar says, if so, well, a Giza Giza l'mayos. What do we need a Gzera Shova for then? Giza Giza. What do we have a Gzera Shova for then? From Reishis HaGeiz, to it says in the Geiz Kifsei Yishchamim, from the Pasuk and Iyuf. So the Mar says, that we still need, look at the Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Dever Rabbi Shmuel. Kvosim, if you have sheep. Shetzimrom Kosher. Let's say its wool is hard wool. So Lacharis Pturim Reishis HaGeiz, there's no mitzvah Reishis HaGeiz. Why? Shinem, it says in the Pasuk and Iyuf, when the gaze kiss say ischamim, mashma, you have to have soft wool that could warm you. So if you have hard, Rashi says we're going show you mishunim mishak vosim. So it says yischamim lemikri gaze el bachimim. That's to be soft. That's called the bachimim. That's what we still need. This very shava teaches. If you have hard wool, there's no mitzvah of the gaze. Yeah, Tony Chod, one brace you will learn gaze as itzim as izim. If you shear off the wool, the hair off the goats. Let's say you have the sheep just walk through the river and the water pulls off its wool. So potter, you potter from Reishis HaGeiz, because it's not called the Gzisa here. Therefore, you potter. That's one brayser.
For Tanya, the other Bryce learns, no, Hagoyza says, eats and potter. If you shear off the hair off the goats, it's like a potter from the mitzvah. But v'shoyte v'sorachev and chayiv, but if you let your sheep go through the water and it pulls it off, and that you chayiv, so it's a stira, you chayiv or not. One second. So it says about Lakasha, those tell you, Horabon of Rav Yossi. One goes according to Rabban and Shit, Yitaka, Yipot in both cases. And one goes according to Rav Yossi, that according to Rav Yossi, even though you didn't shear off the wool, but since it's a derech that way, for the wool to come off when it goes through the river, that's all considered like a gziza. So according to Rav Yossi, you'll still be chayiv in Rosh Hashanah. The Tanya will learn like this. Leket kitzircha, the Pasuk says. V'loy leket kituf. Is the mitzvah of leket leave over for the aniyim is only if you were cutting off the wheat and then some fell, she's supposed to leave it there. But if you're pulling off the wheat, kituf, on that there's no mitzvah of leket. If it falls down, you have a right to pick it up and keep it. There's no mitzvah on kituf. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, or leket kituf, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, ein leket el habo machmas katsir. That leket is only something comes through cutting down. Yeah, so the Chur is saying the same thing for the Gemara Kasha, for the Rabbi Yossi Hanatana Kama, the Chur, they're both saying the same thing, that you only chayiv in leket is something that you cut down. And if it just pulled it off, you're not chayiv in leket. So Gemara says like this, Kulu Rabbi Yossi, now the whole price goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Vochik Tana, this is what it means to say, Shrebi Yossi Oimer, Ein leket el habo mach mas ketzir. Leket is only something that comes mach mas ketzir. Yeah, you see. So Rashi learns for Kertes. Hold Rashi says before, hold Tony, that Shaitif is pot, not like I said. That day we said that Shaitif, if it just walks through the river and it comes off your pot, that's Rabbi Yosiyu. The bag lichen the crow. And it says, Lashon of here, let the Kitzircha, Kitzircha means Dafka through a Kitzira, and now if you just pull it off. So by us also, when the Pasuk says, Rashi's gaze, Saincha, it has to be gaze that you shear it off. And if the wool comes off by itself, you go through the river and the water just pulls off the wool, even though it's wool coming off, you'll be part of the mitzvah rishis hagaze. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. But the pasuk says here, gaze means you shear it off, and not if it just comes off by itself. Yeah. That's the same thing he says, but leket here, it has to only be through cutting and not if it just pull it off. Oh, Malay Rav Acha, parade the Rav Ravashi, my the Rabbi Yossi, Yossi agrees the immediate the Urchei, if that's the normal way of doing it, that would be called a leket, and it'll be mighty yechayv and leket. Russians could grind bitzolim. Let's say you have onions, veshumin, or garlic. The kiddush lehem zel ketirin. The normal way to pick off an onion and garlic is by pulling it off, not by cutting it. So you agree that's called leket, that you be chayiv. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, ketzir, it says, ein liyela ketzir, only if you cut down your wheat, that yechayv and leket. Oiker, if you pull it out, minayin, tamalei meliktzor. Says the word liktzor. Yeah. Toilish minayim, if you pull it out, tamleim b'kutzrecho, it says. So you see what? That he's marbed these things. So I, before we said, has to be kederach. So there it is. If it's a normal way to do it this way, you'd also be chayiv. But if it's not a normal way, then afami, then you'd be potter. So Rabbi Yossi agrees, though, it's an urche, like onions, to pick them off, so that also be chayiv in leket. Oh, Malay Ravin Ravashi, Afanan Namitinin, we also learn like this. It says, Milivnoi, Milavnois, Bitsolim, Shebein Hayerik. Well, someone is picking out Milavnois, Rashi says, Shurois, Shebein Yerik, Lyerik. You have like in between rows of vegetables. So Milavnois, Bitsolim, you have onions growing between the Yerik. So, Myosiyoim Mepeya. Each part is called like a field by itself. It's like cut off. There's like onions in between. So it makes each portion for its own field. And you have to pay each one separately. Take off one from everything. Yes, what's the right for us over here? The Torah says, "Ketani miyot the Rabbi Yosi the Btzolim chiyavim bepeya." The Yafagav the Yena Koytsum Maga. That's the right. It says here what the Btzolim onions are mechuyavim peya, even though it's not a derech to cut down the onions. Al mamoydu b'midah the Yurchei. That even though peya is also mashmas something to do with ketira, But that's only if it's a derech to cut it down with a knife, with a sword. But if a derech is to take it out, that's also considered a ksircha. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi agreed that the mitzvah's payah even on Betzalim also. Yeah. Right, then the Mishnah says, V'kamu meruba, how many sheep do you have to shear off to Mechayev and Reshav the Geis? So, Bishloim elebe shamay tati nami yikru tzayin. Two is called tzayin, it's good that two is enough. Elebe silo my timer. What do you have to have five for? What's the reason of Beis Hillel you have to have five tzayin? So, Mara says, Omer Rav Kana, Omer Kod, Apostle says, Asuyes she'asuyes yeah. Asuyes min choices. Beis mitzvah, you do two mitzvahs with them. Reshav the Geis, Matonis, and you do two mitzvahs with them, Rishis HaGeis and the Matonis. Rashi says what? Chomis Tzoyin Asuyis, Lishni Yisei Rekudorish, Hay Asuyis, Shoises Shtei Mitzvahs, Rishis HaGeis and Matonis. Yichol Kamad Lehevi Chomish, Lehevi Nugu Behu, Elechod de Matonis Lechadayu. So Rashi of Nisposta case is, when you have five Tzoyin, that's when you do two mitzvahs. That's when there's a mitzvah of Reshus Geis and Matonis. But if you have less than five, then there's only one mitzvah, just Matonis and not Reshus Geis. So Mor says, Eimu, why don't I say, Bechoyru or Matonis? That Bechoyru Chodo, Eimu what, Bechoyru or Matonis, that's what it's talking about. Yeah. Mor says, Bechoyro, Chod, Demilo, Mechaiva, how could that be? Avada, Bechor, Chaiva, one also. Vashat Korchoch, he told Rachmon, Bechomish, Reshes Agesu, it has to be told in Reshes Agesu, it came to in Bechor. Bechor has nothing to do with five. Each one that gives birth, the first one, Avada, is called the Bechor. So it can't be five by Bechor, it has to only be with Reshes Agesu. Mor Bechor, Chod, Demilo, Mechaiva, Vogon, Taimich, Matonis, Chod, Demilo, Mechaiva, the same thing by Matonis also. When you shecht any animal, a single animal, you have a chiyuv to give off the zreir l'chayim keiva. Elom Ravashi, asuyis means shemasei says balehim. It makes the owner, the woman says to him, kuma say mitzvah, come and do a mitzvah. That's what we say, this sign like tells you to do a mitzvah. Rashi says, le mitzvah chadosha, shlehoye mitzvah lo b'prochas mikan, means when you have five, then it like tells you to do one special mitzvah. So what is that? It can't be Bechor, it can't be Matonis. So Luma, it's Reshus HaGeis. When you have five, now it tells the owner, come and do a special mitzvah. Because the Mishnah brought down a pasuk of five tzoyin. Yeah. But as you know, Asuyas. Yeah. No, it. The Mishnah said already, Yechomish Nema, Chomish Tzoyin Asuyas. Yeah. That's the pasuk. So just ask him, what's the Lashon of Asuyas? The saying of Suyas now, like tells the owner, get up and do a mitzvah that you have now. Yeah. Now I'll say, come and say, Mr. Tanya, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Mishum Aviv, that Arba 4 is enough to have 4 sheep, and then you have a registration. Then it says, the Yarba Tzayin, Tachas Aser, Samash Mitzayin is 4, when you have 4, it's called Tzayin. Tanya Omer, Rabbi, El Moli Divrayim, Divray Torah, V'divrei b'ribi kabbalah. If it would have been their words, it would have been divrei Torah. And the words of like my Rebbe would be the kabbalah anan divrei b'ribi shaymin. I would still listen to what my Rebbe says. It should be five. The kol shchen and for sure shed divreiim divrei kabbalah, divrei b'ribi divrei Torah. And for sure that like what my Rebbe says five, that's called divrei Torah. Rashi says divrei b'ribi means show you God l'b'dor is a God l'ador. The kaim alon Rebbe Yois l'mukimai. Sanan divrei b'ribi shaymin k'sadav v'nei shumachria Torah Moshe Rashi t'koro Torah l'fish nitnu Torah l'deris v'shar neviyim v'koriya l'kabola shkiblu miruch ha-kodesh. That if you have a question, listen to the Torah to the neviyim, you go boss to the Torah. Yeah, but he says kol shchei now she divreiim divrei kabola v'divrei b'ribi is divrei Torah. That he's dashing the pasuk the yarb b'tzayin tachas aser. It says this is the pasuk in Shemais. He says more mistarva to say what Tanya Dvei Bishmuel Reb Yosi Yomer Mishumoviv. It's more mistarva to listen to Reb Yosi because he's dashing now this posik in Shemais. That's Divrei Torah. Yeah. I the Gemara says I the Omer Ma we learned Einach Rosh Shlishis Machras. A third das cannot be Machria. Like here you have Beis Hillel saying two Beshami says 2, Beisil says 5, and now you have a lach and a 4. Tai ain hachror shlishes machras, or third sheet is not machras. So why do you say pasul like him? Omer Reb Yechanon nefnei shemua omro lepi chages chayim malachai. Because he said this over mepi shemua from Nevi'im. Rashi says Reb Yosi hilkach hilkos segavosi. Is Reb Yosi not saying it over in his own name? He's saying it over the name of chages chayim malachai. Therefore, mashmat the chasher of shemua. Therefore, he says we should pass like Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says enough to have four. But duchs malach is not that way. The lach we pass this all you have to have 5, because it says Namishna. But you have to have 5 tzoyin to be chayiv and reishis ageis. Now the Gemara says, Reb Doisa ben Hukin is Aimer. Now, the Kama, he said what kolshen, even if all 5 only give off a little bit wool, still there's a mitzvah reishis ageis. So the Gemara says, the Kama kolshen, what means a little bit? So Omar Rav says, monopras. That's to be a mon and a half. Rashi says, Hachemisha kulum, if all 5 together give off 1 mon as a measurement, a weight of a mon and a half, that's enough to be mechayiv. Ovavad shiyiyu michum asher, that all 5 have to give off something. Whereas a chol achas mem, shiva sloyim, the chetzer, devil kule monopras, shemona meyan, it has to be the monopras made up from all 5 equally. Like each 5 have to give off an equal amount to make up to monopras. But if one gives off less than its share, it's no good. Or Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, Shishim. Rashi, it has to be 60 sloyim, Shishim sloyim. For noisin selach of the kain. If you share off 60 sloyim worth of wool, then there's a mitzvah to give 1 seller's worth to the kain. Rabba barvachonam Rav Yechanon, Sheish lekain. Chamisha viyachas loy. That the kolshen, the Mishnah means we have 6 sloyim worth of the wool. V'yitem mihem chomei sloyim, v'nam mastisin, and yet v'yishesh l'koyin chamishu v'yechad lo interessant. If you have 6 sloyim worth of wool, so then you have to give 5 sloyims worth to the koyin, and you keep 1. Ula amareb loza kolshen chenina. No, kolshen means anything. Any little bit, there's a mitzvah. Rashi, Refilu and Goizes Kulam, Elasilach, even if all 5 together only give you 1 seller's worth of wool, still there's a chi of Rashi's Ageis. Tanan, learned in our Mishnah, the Kamen Loisin Loi, how much do you have to give the Kohen? It says, Mishkal Chomish Loim, you have to give him the weight of 5 Sloim, Behuda. Shein Esther Sloim Megolo, that's 10 Sloim Megolo. It's like this, Bishloima Larav, Reb Yerch Nanicha. According to Rav, Ramiach is very good. Rashi says, the Rav, Le'yamar bin Asinus Kohen, let's talk about how much you get to the Kohen Klau. V'iklumem, you could say, Du nam Yisrael, Le'yam Yisrael, Mehanach, Lamed, Zayin, Sloim, the Kohen, Hey, Sloim, is good. Elo, Lishmu, Reb, Loz, Akasha. Rashi goes, they both say, how much you give to the Kohen. Rashi says, Diyoma, they say, Noisin, Silo, the Kohen. Ay, Hu, Anan, Namish, it says, Chomish, Tanan. Ulu, Nami, Diyomar, Kol, Shein, Kasha, the Mech, Yitin, the Kohen, Hey, Sloim. According to what Yechayev and Rishis gave, any little amount of wool, how does the Mishnah say you have to give him 5 sloyim's worth? You don't have that much wool altogether. So must Elul Shmuel Reb Loz Akasha. So must Elul Taimich. Even according to your reasoning, or the Rav Minich is a good according to Rav also. I Vomer Rav Ushmuel, Vohar Rav Ushmuel the Yamat Avayel. They both say Rishis Hageiz B'Shishim. The Rishis Hageiz is 60. Rashi says V'Chivan the Omar. Shiva ushloishim sloyim, the chati chayovim rishis ageiz, yemachmas vechelus yebo tzaymihem chelik samich motel ushloishim sloyim, will come out much more less than 5. If you only have to give 1/60 of it, so how does the Mishnah say 5 sloyim? You don't have that much. So when it says itmalo, we learned on this, Rav Shmuel Diamatavar, they both say, the Yisrael sheyesh lo gizin harbe yaskinun. That's what I'm talking about, the case where Yisrael has a lot of gaze. Where you have a lot, then there's a mitzvah to give 1/60. Rashi says, Le'olam reishis ha-gaze b'shishim, bein l'rav l'mat, u'mastis n'toni chomis loyim, l'aba reishis koya, l'mus gava nashuhi, that Yisrael shreish ha-gizim ha-bei, Yisrael has a lot of gizim, t'chelik shishim shabhen, yesh p'gadeh l'chalik l'kahanam ha-bei, that Yisrael is to give 1/60 for reishis ha-gaze.
Now, if you had a lot of wool, that 1/60 of it is a lot. So you don't have to give it all to one kohen. And you want to give it to a lot of kohanim, you have to make sure that each kohen gets at least 5 sloim worth. That's fit for him to do it. That's pshat. Now, that it says 5 and 60 is no stira. 1/60, that's how much wool you're supposed to take off to give to the kohen. Now, if 1/60 is a big amount, and you want to give to different kohanim, you'll have to give to different ones, but providing each one gets at least 5 sloim worth, therefore there's no stira. Yes, yesh lo gizim ha beskinen, o mevakesh little le kohen, v'yomalei ko chode v'chode, le titz le michomesh sloim, each one can't get less than 5 sloim. Gufo, we just say, Rav Shmuel Yom Tevayu, both Rav and both Shmuel both say that Reishis HaGez B'Shishim, that the mitzvah to give Reishis HaGez is 1/60th of the wool that you shed off. That's what you have to give to the Kohen.